USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The historic frigid winter storm that hit the eastern USA pretty hard should lighten up Monday. More than 11,000 flights were canceled over the long weekend. New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul gave an update on her state overnight.
It is devastating. It is going to a war zone, and the vehicles along the sides of the roads are shocking. It's not just small vehicles. It is literally snowplows. It is major size recovery vehicles and utility vehicles and tow trucks. So we have a real challenge right now where we have roads blocked. Roads are literally blocked by emergency vehicles, so that has made it extremely challenging for us.
Almost everyone on Wall Street and in Washington, D.C. got inflation wrong. The Federal Reserve expected 2021's inflation surge to be transitory. It was not. Core inflation climbed to a four-decade high this fall, nearly tripling the Fed's full-year forecast. Financial expert Dan Ricciardo on Fox News says the omnibus spending package of nearly $2 trillion will ensure inflation to linger.
It may be good politics, but it's pretty bad economics when you actually look at it. On the surface, it looks like it doesn't really do much to help us with our number one priority at the moment, at least when it comes to the economy, which is higher egg prices, right, and everything else. So on the surface, it doesn't look like it adds a whole lot to our fight against inflation. In fact, might even make it a little bit worse.
Russian missiles continue to kill Ukrainian civilians over the weekend.
Russia launched a series of strikes on the city of Kherson, killing at least 10 people and injuring 55 others. President Zelensky shared photos of the damage, called Russia absolute evil. He said the areas hit were not military facilities. He described the shelling as killing for the sake of intimidation and pleasure. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Six people died and two were injured after a passenger bus drove off a bridge and plunged into an overflowing river in northwestern Spain on Sunday. Two survivors, the vehicle's 63-year-old driver and a female passenger, were pulled out of the river by firefighters and taken to nearby hospitals. The accident was near the northern border of Portugal. Much of the world celebrated as the Pope delivered midnight mass on Christmas.
7,000 faithful, including tourists and pilgrims, filled St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican for Christmas Eve Mass. The Pontiff decried war, poverty, and greedy consumerism. Today, he reflected on those experiencing the dark and cold in Ukraine, as well as people, quote, living through conflicts in countries like Syria, Lebanon, and Myanmar. He posted on Twitter Christmas Day, "May the Lord lead these regions toward peace and bring reconciliation to the American continent." I'm Jeremy Scott.
71 Chinese Air Force aircraft, including fighter jets and drones, entered Taiwan's airspace in the past 24 hours. Taiwan's government said Monday it is the largest reported incursion to date. The Taiwan Straits Medium Line is an unofficial buffer between the two sides that lies within the defense zone. Taiwan's defense ministry is reporting Beijing continues military activities close to the Chinese claimed island. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.